Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da, back from Florida. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Great times with the family. Florida. Now I'm back. Of New York City, I'm opening the chat room. You can join the chat room by simply going to Blog Talk Radio and registering yourself. And when you do, give yourself a good name so I can promote you. Like Betty Jo Tucker, who's the first one in the chat room already. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And we'll be telling you who she's going to have on soon as I can triple up on my opening of different boxes here. It's always fun here. Always good. It's great. It's nice weather. Nice weather. Enjoy it. Boy, lots going on in the news. It's sad that everybody has to use religion as an excuse for everything, and that's bad news. Bad news. Politics and religion. Never work. Whatever happened to separation of church and state, huh? Anyway, pick out the good parts of your religion, not the bad, and we'll work from there. Let's have a letter. Bria Skonberg, she's the one to work. She always loves to start the name of Bria.
You felt so bad that you couldn't be around. But I gotta say, it was kinda nice to be here by myself. There's no rules. You don't have to open my door. Put your heart back on the shelf. Don't act too cool. On my mind, but that's not your concern. There's no rule. I'm not one that likes to keep score. Nothing lost, nothing learned. Don't be a fool. Mind, 'cause it is what it is. Just is what it is. It is what it is. Just is what it is. And it ain't what it ain't. Just is what it is. It is what it is. It just is what it is. Ooh.
wasn't sure. I kept finding so many different little things that would support the fear that he was trying to kill me, but...
Oh, Terracotta, I'm home. Oh, darling, I thought about you all day long. Every moment I was there in that studio, I thought I'd want to get home to my Terracotta, my lovely little wife.
Honey, Carl, my darling, how was psych class?
It was very nice. It was one of the students' birthdays, and she brought some passion fruit, Terracotta. I brought some for you.
Oh, gee, I'm not thirsty. I already drank a lot of Gatorade earlier.
We have a visitor I brought home with us today, Terracotta. Somebody I think you should talk to. His name is...
Eraserhead?
Well, that's his nickname. His professional name is Dr. Karp.
Hello.
Hello.
Karp. I'm Terracotta. Carl's young wife.
I know. I know all about you. He's told me all about you many times.
You see, Dr. Karp is a very good friend of mine. We play racquetball together on Tuesday nights, and we talk about you often, Terracotta.
Dr. Karp, I have some Fosoderm that if you'd like to get rid of some of those scales on your skin,
Would you like to rub me with something?
Why do you ask?
You mentioned it. That's a good thing.
You see, Dr. Karp, my wife here has a terrible fear of girdles. She's a very slovenly woman. She eats way too much, and I've actually, well, seen her eat a whole can of frosting with her hand. We've all chipped in and bought her a girdle, and she's terrified of it.
That's not true, darling. It's just that you brought me home a girdle that was 10 sizes too tight. I just wondered why you'd want me to...
That's why I want you to talk to Dr. Karp, Terracotta.
Honey, don't get your phone.
I want you to overcome yourself. I want you to break your own ice. I want you to... I want you to expand mentally, not physically, like the fat cow you've become.
No, I have to go out to the backyard. I have to go out to the pit. Please, excuse me.
Those are her friends. Her friends, the pit bulls.
I understand.
So,
you like pit bulls. You put on a lot of weight. You can't fit in girdles anymore. It just tells me one thing.
Yes?
Your husband is trying to kill you.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
A brilliant deduction.
Oh, Terracotta, honey, you didn't drink the cherry coke I fixed for you, darling.
Darling, it was laced with cyanide, and you know it. I saw you drop something in there with your ring. I saw it. Don't think I didn't know. The music is going over and over again. Can you hear it?
Maybe she didn't eat the cherry coke that I put before her, but she did chew the eraser off that pencil, too. And that eraser.
I'm so dizzy. I'm so tired.
This is normal after eating poison as you have.
What are you two trying to do to me? Why me?
I want you out of the way so we can live together in peace.
It's true, Terracotta. Karp and I want to erase every memory of you. We don't want any trace of you in this mansion.
Oh, how will you ever get rid of me without people knowing?
We know your secret fear of hairdryers.
And we've developed a little puddle on the floor in the bathroom. The next time you dry your hair with an electric hairdryer...
Yeah, well...
You will be dead.
How are you going to make me do it, huh?
Oh, dear, I just spilled my drink on your hair. Terracotta, maybe you should go into the bathroom
and bring a pit bull with you.
Come on, Rudy. Rudy, let's go to the bathroom. I have to dry my hair.
It'll only take moments
now. With Mama.
It'll be you and I without Terracotta.
We can analyze each other until the cows come home.
No. No. No, why should I dry my hair? No, why?
Your hair is wet. That's why you should dry it.
Hair is wet.
A woman with wet hair must always dry it.
I should dry my wet sticky. But my hair is sticky. It's not wet. It's sticky. I never dry my hair when it's sticky. You can't kill me. I won't allow it. I'm not some bimbo you met. I'm not something you met in a Japanese restaurant that you decided to name Terracotta.
Terracotta, put the pit bull down. It's...
That was the last I saw of Terracotta and the last I saw of Dr. Karp. For
Rudolph the Pitbull chewed them both to unrecognizable states. I found a pair of lips. One was hers, one was his. They were kissing on the floor.
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cat, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay. 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 Bad dog.
Bad dog. That was Christine Lavin. Always fun with Christine Lavin. Check her out. Cold pizza for breakfast. And, of course, that was Tom Carosa and Pappy L.A. before in the Hubbub tapes. Okay, we have a guest 143 in the house. Welcome, guest 143. Thanks for joining us. And if you have something to promote, please put it in the chat room. Right now I'm going to promote Betty Jo Tucker. First one into the chat room as always. She's got her coffee ready. She's by the chat room. Hammered her computer, which works or sometimes doesn't. And this Tuesday at Movie Attic headquarters, we've got her first casting director guest. Okay, and she says she's one of the best. Lisa London from Start to Stardom on July 22nd. Top Hollywood casting director Lisa London joins Movie Attic headquarters to talk about her book From Start to Stardom. She has discovered and or cast such famous actresses as Jennifer Aniston, Jonah Hill, Emma Stone. I love Emma Stone. Giovanni Ribisi, Victoria Justice, Selena Gomez, Mark Ruffalo. All names I can't pronounce. And to top it off, Marissa Haggerty. And in her book, she explains the needs of to know the best shot at stardom. Okay, that's every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters with Betty Jo Tucker. I see Chuck Skulls in the house. Chuck, can you post your times? And I will check it out for you. I'll announce it. Special Fan 143, if you're listening and you have something to promote, please just type it in there and I will announce it just for joining our chat room. And Cyanide's in the house all the way from across the sea. Cyanide, Marco Polo. Always great to have Cyanide. Does your boss know you're listening to us all the time, Cyanide? Anyway, we'll check it out. Chuck, put your times in for me, please. I see you're typing away there. That'll be great. I'll announce them when I can. Okay, Chuck, Golden Age of Radio, Saturday at 10 a.m. Always great. Chuck's unearthing all these wonderful gems from the radio days of comedy, back when the imagination was your sole source of entertainment through the radio voices and the comedy. I love the Abbott and Costello ones. You've really unearthed some ones I've never heard of before. Chuck, Golden Age of Radios, and I believe that's 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And also you have World Rock, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., I believe. I'm just saying it, and I hope I said it right. And let's keep it going with some fun songs. What have I got here for you today? Oh, you know I love this song. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry, but it's so foretold, Breck. World Pop Rock Report, Saturday.
G's and A's, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me? No! like sewage and burning hair. Something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell. Catastrophic and gloomy. Sort of like you touch to me. Sending shivers all through.
Waking my baby. Smell that smell. Worse than diapers and puke. You can tell that some trouble is brewing. Here comes Constable Ewing.
He can tell us what's doing. Well, well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there has not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying. Sets me pockets a-jingling.
Bushmen and seamen, prisoners and freemen, scorny lads and heemen, we seldom what we call. But if he's come to give ye, so close we are sticky, our clothes are feeling sticky.
Shut up, you dirty horse.
For
me, it is more than a smell. It's a feeling. Soul, since I met
Mary. and you could dial 911. We know you can't trust a hitchhiker. The fuel was low. You reached into your pocket, a rolling cash fell into the floor. You looked me in the eyes and I cracked a smile. You know what they say, don't drop the hitchhiker, he could be a convict running from the law with a loaded gun. He could be a hitman, putting you in danger quicker than you could dial 911. You know you can't trust. You know you can't trust. Then you could dial 911. Don't trust the hitchhiker, he could be a roughneck spinning in the road with an upturned phone. He could have a motive looking for the dancer. If you get the chance, teach him a lesson. You know you can't trust a hitchhiker.
Hey, rock and rollers, here's a new song that's climbing up the charts, and that's no lie. And here to sing it for you are the Gripweeds with Lies.
Lies, lies, you're telling me that you'll be true. Lies, lies, that's all I ever hear from you.
Someone new. Someday you're gonna be happy, but I don't.
That was Grip Weeds. Check them out. Okay, I'm getting all my information now. Mo Banshee's Exhalaire is on. I have it here somewhere. Hold on. I can do this. I can do this. I'm just getting a lot of things here at the same time. 9 p.m. Eastern time and eclectic topics. So you want to check her out. She's our new listener here on Blog Talk Radio. She's on Dream Stream Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Mo Banshee's Lair. Mo Banshee's X Lair. Mo Banshee's X Lair. It sounds like a cake. Anyway, it sounds like she's cooking up something good anyway. I don't know what the Jada Smith thing is. You're doing something on Jada Smith tomorrow, Tuesday night? And Tuesday afternoon, don't forget, it's Movie Attic Headquarters with Betty Jo Tucker. Tomorrow should be very interesting. She's got a casting agent on, Lisa London, from Start to Stardom. I assume that's her new book. Check it out. It should be very interesting with some inside information, as Betty Jo Tucker always gets us. That's Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters. Chuck Skull's in the house with so many shows. So many, you miss one, you catch the next one. That's how he rolls. Yes, it's Chuck Skull on Blog Talk Radio. And Chuck Skull, I'm just looking up your times again. I got to get these all written down one day. Chuck Skull has World of Mayhem Mondays at 9 a.m. Check that out. And Fridays at Saturday, 8 p.m., World Rock with Kat Figgioni. And we got a lot of other people who aren't in the chat room, but I'm going to keep it going as the time goes flying. Because now that I'm back in New York, I got a lot of catching up to do, Lucy. Yes, I do. So much going on and so much to get done. So why don't we just keep that moving then with something fun.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
And though you only leave me on and hurt me, in the film when they get inside the castle and they find the room where Dorothy's at and the Tin Man takes his axe out and starts kicking the door down, pauses the film. Okay, where did the Tin Man get his axe from? And I said, Stu, is this where the movie loses credibility for you? Because you have no problem with the flying monkeys, right? But here's where the film heads south for you. Good, good, good. True, come on, it's true. Women, women know things that men will never know. It's true. Women know things like colors. Right? Because apparently this color doesn't go with that color. How do you know that? Seriously, I mean, did you get a color wheel while I was in gym class? How do you? Every husband in this room outside of the bedroom can't wear that. Why not? Because that doesn't go with that. So what, I'll blow up? What?
Or the broker.
Broker in Montreal. All right, folks, I am familiar, like I said, with every style of music. Please give me a musical song. I think about Gigi, the investment broker from Montreal.
My name is Gigi. Listen to me. I'm going to help you financially. I got a prize. It looks real good. You asked me to invest. I say, Monsieur, I'm supposed to do it.
Broadway song about Kathy, who is a office manager of a mall in Bennington, Vermont.
Come see all the Christmas display there. They came out of my budget, and I did them for you. Won't you come now and throw a coin in my fountain? I collect them. And I keep them.
And what do you do for a living in Canfield, Ohio?
I work in a drywall. Sell drywall.
You sell drywall. In-
I got a whip for a do. I got a half inch of three quarter do. You can buy if you don't flinch. I see what the heck, go for the inch. It'll sound from your house and I'll do what they do. I got some little lessons, I can do them for you. You got to be in my back and call. Diane from Canfield sells drywall. Yeah, yo.
Teach nurses. Ah, very good. All right, how many people here have actually ever heard Bollywood music before?
She says I can send your temperature, I say. She can tell you how to take a temperature in about half a dozen times away.
That was, of course, the wonderful Joe Mulligan. Check him out. And now...
I'm going to tell you some stories about some lady folks I know. We love to share our tales of our parenting woes. These conversations have got friendships built, but the bond that holds us fast may just be old-fashioned guilt.
doubt, remorse, regret, frustration, anger, and fatigue. Well, they call me on the phone, and here is what they say to me.
I got the bed, bed full of blues. Got the bed, I'm a bad mother blues.
I'm afraid I got those bad mother blues.
I took my kid clothes shopping at the local downtown mall. Will you think that I could watch them? Well, then one it just took off. My heart was full of horror and my body full of dread. The visions of abductions, they are running through my head. I found him moments later just as happy as can be. He was only gone a moment, he took years off me.
I hit my kids for 10 hours to close a business deal. I rushed right home to eat his frozen meal.
A pocket full of sixes, a pocket full of rye.
I know these poems by heart, but I can't bake an apple pie. Am I around enough? Do I mother on the fly? I'll be playing with this dilemma till the day I die.
Bad mother blues. My kids are so dead cranky, throwing tantrums all day long. If the whining doesn't stop, well, I don't think I can go on. I know it's kind of cool to have a laugh at her expense, but when she walks in the room, I say, hi, maintenance. Oh, my bad. Day. You may sit around your table and say,
man, my mama's great.
You remember patience, kindness, tenderness, and grace. Well, remember all the hardships that I faced.
They say grandchildren are a parent's best revenge.
And if you have kids of your own, you know the blues they may creep in.
You'll get the best, bad mother blues.
Because, honey, you're going to poke your eye out. That's why.
Blue.
Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old.
She wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna. Because of your family.
Woman telling me I only have 90 seconds left. I hate when she does that. Anyway, thank you for joining us today. Don't forget, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Our new friend, Moro Benchiek Slayer, a lot of syllables. You can check her out. Go to her Facebook, friend her, and then you can follow her. I believe she's Tuesdays at 9 p.m. and Dreamstream Radio. And so go check out our new friend, Chuck Skull's in the house. Go friend Chuck Skull and listen to his shows. Don't forget Monday, Chuck's World of Ahem, and No Friday Show. I'm so confused. Stop changing shows, everybody. I can't hold it in my head. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, always good to have you on. Cyanide, had to get back to work. Always glad to hear everybody. And don't forget, you can get my CD, Color Me Crazy, on CD Baby. Color Me Crazy. Jazz Housewife, you have to order separately. Just message me, and I'll give you a reasonable rate if you're listening. So check it out. Oh, go to Facebook Mo Banshee. Go to Facebook Mo Banshee, and you can follow her. I think she's already my friend, so I don't have to. Bye, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. Always great to have you here, especially my favorites, right? Yep. What can I say?
Yeah, that's all, folks.
Yeah!